Welcome, folks, to the Goose Gossip Podcast. I'm your host, Levi Gerke. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. I also have an Instagram and a Facebook. Just keeps you updated with all the new stuff that's coming out that I'm releasing, or just stuff in general, like where I'm going and hunting and all the roundabouts of what I do. I sit down and talk with a wide variety of people about their life in the outdoors and life in general. I'm going to take a quick second and thank my great sponsor, Webfoot Waterfowl. Go check them out. Luke does amazing work, very unique and amazing lanyards. If and when you go to purchase a lanyard, make sure to use the code GOOSE15. Save yourself a little bit of money. Thank you all for the great support. And for the people that are listening and new listeners, it's always amazing hearing and talking to new people. It just helps out with the day-to-day stuff that I do with this podcast. It's amazing what goes on. Let's get into this episode. I hope you enjoy it while you are driving, working, sitting around the house. Who knows? Here we go. Welcome back, folks, to another episode of the Goose Gossip Podcast. And on the line today with me is Grant Rankin. Rankin, are you there?
Yes, sir. How's
you are going? Here. Oh, you know, it's just another day in paradise, I guess is what you call it. Except for the hunting is different this year, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's quite terrible.
Yeah, I don't really understand what. You know, a lot of people did really well this year. Well, sorry, going on into this year almost still, but it's just like, I mean, I had a very fortunate year, but then as soon as it gets supposed to get colder, then that's when my hunting gets like kind of like harsh. I mean, but, you know, how has your hunting season started for yourself around you?
I mean, it started off with a bang in Kansas. I hunt Kansas and Oklahoma a bunch. I actually live in Missouri, so I'm right in between the two states, so it's 30-minute drive to Kansas and about a 45-minute drive to Oklahoma. So I bounce around. Wow. Kansas was pretty good. Opening day, I believe we ended up shooting like a 4 or 5 man of, you know, gray ducks, teal, gadwall, quite normal. Oklahoma was good too. Shot, I think, a 6 man of greenheads, and it's almost like the seasons have flipped. We're supposed to have this. I mean, it was 75 degrees today. So it feels like we should have had that, like, you know, a month and a half ago.
Right.
But the weather just keeps getting warmer and the ducks just get, you know, more stale and stale.
Yeah, I don't really understand it. And it's, you know, across the board for a lot of people except for Canada. And then, like, the far north states, like North Dakota, Washington, excuse me, they've been doing just fine, but
oh yeah,
I don't know, the people in the southern states are really hating that we haven't got much for cold weather, you know.
Yeah, really hurting. That's the fact.
Yeah, I seen on my Snapchat stories, you know, I was working in snow, you know, around this time, you know, we had a good foot, maybe 6 inches of snow at least here in December, but it's just like, it's scary that we don't have any snow, or, you know, our lakes and our ponds will like freeze up, but then they almost dissipate so fast.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's same thing with here, man. And we had snow on the ground this time last year. I mean, I had a memory pop up and we had like 4 inches of snow right now.
Yeah. Even like the wind, everything with weather, like it has just been horrible. I mean, to the average human being, oh, they love it. You know, they're like, oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, gosh, yeah. Summer's or spring or whatever it is. God, I can't talk right now. Their summer hasn't ended or whatnot. And us outdoorsmen were like, where is this cold weather, you know?
Yeah, I put my flip-flops away and I actually busted them out the other day. And I was like, this is not right. Oh my God. This is not okay. It's December.
So me and a buddy named Jordan Hurt were hunting up north of where I live, and you know, we were sitting there and it was snow flurries, high wind, and he's like, dude, they gotta feed, like they're out here bright sunny day, and it's just like, I feel like these birds, like they almost get confused, like they're, you know, they want to go out and feed, but they're like, oh, it's gonna be fine tomorrow, we're fine.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
and it's like they almost get like not lockjaw, but they almost like, you know, let's just jump around. I don't It just don't make sense.
I mean, Mother Nature throws them a curveball. I mean, every day here. I mean, some days it's 40 degrees. Other days, I mean, the next day can be 75.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it's.
So I see some of the stuff on your Instagram. It looks like you go into photography and everything like that too.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I do some media stuff. I picked that up actually fairly recently. I've always liked creating stuff, and I just kind of went for it. Here we are about 2.5 years from when I started.
What's your greatest experience since you've started in the 2 years, you know, with holding that camera?
I would just say watch, just like building my confidence and actually holding a camera. Just watching, I guess you could say my visions come to life.
Okay.
I think that's something I was very proud about, and I thought it was very cool to see how fast, like, I picked it up and actually rolled with it. So, I thought that was probably one of the coolest things about picking up a camera and actually finding out, you know, this is something I could possibly end up doing maybe for a living, you know, a couple of years, you know, right, 4 or 5 years down the road.
So now, you know, has the days gone by where the skill of being able to see a full frame picture before you even take it, you know, like somebody coming back to the blind with birds or birds coming in or a simple script or a landscape photo, you know, do you ever stop and like, okay, like I can see this already, you know, now I got to set my camera up, set the settings. And has that been like kind of a go with the flow type person with yourself, or do you just take photos and hope for the best that they come out at the greatest moment?
It's hard to just perfectly paint a picture. I'll see it. I'm like, oh my God, there's the shot.
Right.
And you know, sometimes I get back home and I sit down and start editing. I'm like, this is terrible. this is absolutely dog water. What happened? And I try to look for them, but I think it's just like the spur of a moment where I just have like a burst of creativity go through my head. And I'm like, okay, this shot would look so good, you know, this way. And then, you know, sometimes it just don't pan out.
Right.
It's really hard, especially doing outdoor photography, you know, action shots and stuff, to make them the way you really want them, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Do you ever get overwhelmed or question yourself every time that you have that camera in your hand?
Yeah, there's definitely been a few times. I go out hunting, or I don't even bring my shotgun anymore.
Really?
I really just take my camera and shoot birds with that. I'll come home and I'll edit. And I'm just like, dude, these are, well, what was I, you know? I mean, it's full circle. What was I doing?
Right.
There's definitely been time to question myself about, is this something I could actually, you know, be good at and make this, you know, a living possibly. And it all comes down to trial and error. I mean, you just gotta fail to succeed.
What is your process of elimination inside your head to get to that point where you can do it as a full-time job?
Honestly, just to shoot as much as I possibly can. I have a full-time job, so I work Monday through Friday, and I just have Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
So I am out in the field as much as I can be and have that camera in my hand as much as possible.
You know, I was going to say, you know, it's like actually like really hard for people to get into the industry when it comes to media side, because like yourself, like even me, and I can relate to you, and the point I'm trying to shoot here is that, you know, our season's only here for so long, you know, trying to get into this photography, you only can learn when the hunting season is here. So
yeah,
it's like hunting, you know, you only gain so much skills, you know, when the birds are actually here and your skills get gained or lost or whatnot. But photography is a different breed, but you know, you can't place a bird in the exact spot that you want it, or sometimes you can't place a person exactly where you want them.
No, you can't. You can't. I do a lot of off-season stuff too.
Oh, you do.
I'm a huge bass fisherman.
Oh, cool.
I fish as soon as duck season's over. I am full gear, put up my shotgun, and I am well, not really put up my shotgun, but
Put it in
per
the back
se.
seat.
And switch gears to the lake. And I do a lot of photography and bass fishing also. So
Cool.
that's another thing I really enjoy doing. I mean, I'm on the lake February to September.
Are you constantly investing into this media side of your life then, with the full-time job already being there?
I try to as much as I can.
For sure.
It's at, as of right now, my full-time job's supporting my photography hobby. So
Absolutely.
with
Well,
duck hunting being a hobby and bass fishing being a hobby, those are already two outrageously expensive things. So
yeah, dude. Well, and see, the other thing is, like you said, you dropped the gun already. So, you could call it that you're just feeding into a hobby, but I call it investing. Like the stuff that I've bought in the last year with all the stuff that I've got going on, I call it investing.
right.
But at the same time,
Oh
like
yeah.
this is just a side hobby. I don't get paid a cent for this, you know?
Right. I mean, I would like to turn it into, I mean, as of right now, yeah, it's a hobby. But once I reach that I don't know, I guess you could say that comfortable, confident
Right.
state where I could think I could, okay, I can actually do this. I'm gonna take the risk and quit my full-time job and just grind and try to make it happen.
I mean, what's the steps that you want to take to get to that point? I know I asked you kind of like the process of elimination, but I mean, what is the, do you have goals in set, every time that you go out or the end of year goals with your camera then?
I just each season I try to progressively expand my horizon and like the media type of things.
Cool.
So I'm constantly always trying to look for, obviously, I'm trying to stay here. Lost my train of thought. Basically just trying to feel, I guess you could say, feel comfortable. I think it's all confidence.
It is. It's huge confidence in everything.
It's really it's hard to go on social media and see everyone else's photos, and you look at yours, and then you're like, I try not to do that so much, but I
Yeah,
mean,
you shouldn't.
it's so hard not to. So yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't answer your question whatsoever
No, yeah.
because I sidetracked myself, but yeah.
Well, and now you already brought up another subject is that a lot of people get caught into looking at what others do. I mean, before we started recording, I mean, I was sitting there watching YouTube videos of guys that, are, have these films and everything. It's like, gosh, I wish I could do that, but you don't see the underlining of, what it took them to get there.
Oh.
A good 60% of the people. A lot of other people, they step into the right doors at the right time,
Yep.
and there's people like us that just have to wait for the opportunity that present itself, and you just got to go shoot for
Exactly.
it.
Yeah, that it's what it boils down to. It's a lot of hours set by the computer. A
Gosh.
lot.
Yeah, and see, I don't even have a computer yet. I just do everything on my iPad. But I mean, it's kind of like
Right.
does not have the same power as a laptop for multiple reasons. But I mean, I do with what I have, and you do with what you have.
Right. Yeah.
And
I mean,
there's,
that's all I can do,
yeah.
really.
And I mean, as long as you keep pushing forward, then you can only, optimize your efforts to see that door open,
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I mean,
I really hope, a lot of people that are getting into this media side, and I really want to. I mean, my plan is to invest into a whole camera and a newer lens and this and that, like a new body and everything. But it's just like people just need to start it's slowly like kind of like an idea of like just like buying it to do it, but people just need to do it to document what they're doing for their friends and family. Like, this is what I do. That's what I love about just media
right.
side of everything. Like, even if it doesn't take anywhere, you got something to like full frame show your
Absolutely.
kids and your rest of your family. Like, this is what I used to do, or I still do.
Yeah, that's another thing why I love it so much. just documenting like what you do, and you can show, like, I have tons of friends that don't hunt, and they see my photos and they're like, hey, I want to go duck hunting. And I find that so cool. Just because of a photo, they're like, I want to go try that. I want to go experience that. And I think that's what I love about just creating stuff for people to see, is just, I want them to feel like they're there so much as it, they want to be there. I feel like I get the most out of just that, and people just saying, wow, I would like to go experience that just from looking at a photo.
Do you do a lot of like documenting of your day-to-day life, like taking photos of family or when you're out on trips that don't involve anything outdoors? Do you take your skill outside of the outdoors with your media side of your life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this weekend I had like, I think, two couples shoots, and then I had a bunch of two or three more family shoots.
Cool.
And I just do those just on the side. I mean, it's you learn a lot from doing those too, how to, how to properly frame people and pose people, and I don't know, it's something fun just to go do to pass the time when I'm not, hunting or fishing.
It's exciting and it's new. And I mean, a lot of things that people get discouraged about things like that. Were you discouraged at first?
I was probably the most awkward person you could possibly imagine. Like the first, I don't know, let's say here, the 10 minutes of this conversation, way more awkward than that. It
Oh, shoot.
was, oh dude, it was brutal. It was like a family with two little kids, two little boys, if that puts anything in perspective,
Oh, yeah.
and trying to pose to, 5 and 6 year olds. I was very uncomfortable in that situation. So
And you're
definitely,
still doing it, though. You're still,
yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, if you're not uncomfortable, you're not living, man. So
I've always said if you don't have anxiety or stress about something, then you don't truly love it or you truly don't want to do it. Because if you don't stress over something, then you just don't care about it. You know what I mean? And there's other people that, have a different personality of where they just don't stress about anything and they make it far in life. Me? I stress about every little percentile,
Dude, I will literally edit a photo. I'll walk away, go eat dinner or do something else. I'll walk back and I'm like, oh my God, I hate it. I'll edit the same photo 4 to 5 times before I'm done with it. It's that bad.
Really?
Like I'll send one to my buddy and I'm like, hey, what you think about the shot? He goes, dude, I love it. I send him another one. He goes, that's the same photo. I'm like, dude, no, it's not. There's something changed. Because, dude, I can't see it. I'm like, oh, I can't. It's a blessing and a curse. It's terrible.
And see, if you don't have that fall safe, method in your life, then you never progress to get better. If you constantly just want to just keep looking out for what you're trying to do better of, then you'll do, you're going to optimize your ideas of becoming that next, photographer or that next media person. If you just like, yeah, it's good enough, then you're never
Oh
going to push
no.
to the next level.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
no, dude. I mean, I work 50 hours a week, and every single night I come home, and I kid you not, I'm sitting on my computer for 7 to 8 hours a night
Oh my
editing.
gosh.
Yeah, I don't go to bed till probably 12 or 1 in the morning every night.
So you got a lot of photos that you've been pushing out then, huh? Or just in general,
Yeah.
like getting.
I
Wow.
mean, dude, I will go back and edit the same photo 10 different ways just so I can broaden my horizon. I mean, just so if if different lighting in this situation, I know how to fix it, correct it, or even make it look 10 times better. Like I'll be bored and I'll be like, I'm gonna go edit some photos, and then 6 hours later, I'm like, it's midnight.
You don't use presets then, it sounds.
Oh no! Oh no!
See, I don't either.
No, I like creating it myself. I think that's the fun behind it. Just being like, all right, here's what it is. Here's my vision. I try to make my photos look as if you were there, like I was saying.
Okay, yep. The more realistic, the
So,
better.
yeah, as you could say, the style. I don't really, my style's realism, I guess you could say.
Well, hey, there you go. I mean,
So.
do you try to shoot tendency to shoot darker exposure or lighter exposure with the actual camera itself, or do you
It
it just pans out?
depends.
Okay.
It depends. If it's a little bit brighter outside, I tend to shoot a tad bit darker.
Okay.
I feel like it preserves the colors a lot better. I might be totally wrong, but I just feel like every time I edit up my photos and they're just a little bit darker, it's a lot easier to make those colors come back to life in post.
So,
So,
in your post, are you using Lightroom and Photoshop or
yeah.
just one?
Just Lightroom.
Just Lightroom. And it's a very unique thing that you can dive in depth with. When I went and hunted with Matt Zilla and his boys in southern South Dakota, he showed me one little tip, and I brought it to light of what I do with some of my editing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, just little tips and tricks that you learn from somebody, and you he could he there's no way he would have been able to teach me that, over the phone or something like that. And that's not a lot of people know. Is like sometimes like I well not for me. I don't know if it does for you, but it's just I need face to face, okay, this is what you gotta do.
Yeah, I'm more of a visual learner than just
Absolutely.
listening. So,
That's why I never
yeah,
did.
and I've had a ton of people help me and guide me along the way. So, I've been blessed enough to have, the support and stuff from a couple of my buddies and they really helped me a ton. So,
Do your buddies ever get sick of the photos that you're taking and like, no, Bob, no, just slightly move this way a little bit? Or they're all for you and they're all there for you then?
yeah, I mean, I'm pretty. I mean, some of them, I tell them constructive criticism is always,
Right.
always the best. And they're like, yeah, it's good. I'm like, no, like, tear me a new one, dude. Like, tell me what's wrong with this.
That's what
Like,
I'm
I don't
saying.
care. I'm like, tear me apart, dude. Like, tell me this is absolute terrible. Like, I want to know. Like, don't sugarcoat anything.
'Cause sugarcoating just gets a person a smile for that
Oh,
little
yeah.
bit. But
No.
if you help me proceed better, then I'm gonna be happy for the rest of my life, because I'm gonna be coming out with amazing stuff. But if I'm just out of the fucking amateur aisle the whole time, I'm gonna be pissed.
exactly. Can't have any of that, dude.
No, you can't. You see, in constructive criticism, tell me it's a piece of shit photo, and I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
thank you. Like, that's all I
Exactly. Like,
wanted
thank you.
to
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
It's the most sidetracked fucking conversation probably ever.
Yeah. Oh, 100, yeah. 100%.
Well, they don't want to. Well, most guys don't care to hurt other guys' feelings because we really don't have any. But I mean, well, the ones that we
No.
show. But I mean,
Yeah.
true friends will sit there and be like, "Dude, no." And then the ones that just want to be by your side just because of the person you are and the great person you are, they're like, "Oh yeah, dude, I like that." And it's like, "Dude, fuck off." Just
Yeah,
tell me. And then see, and then
exactly.
there's, I think you have the same mindset where it's like you constantly think that you're bad, And
Oh, dude, yeah.
when they
Yeah.
say it's good, you're like, "Dude, no, tell me." And they're like, "Dude, no, that's a good photo." And it's like, "Okay, well, is it though?"
Yeah, no, I am 1,000% with you. Like, I would say, like, it's I don't think I have hit that shot on, like, I haven't took that photo and I'm just like,
Right.
wow, like
I don't.
my photos are like they're all right. I don't think they're
I'm gonna
anything
go check
special
your
or
Instagram
anything
out.
great,
I'm gonna
and
keep going.
it's just, yeah, I haven't hit that shot yet that I'm just like, that's it. I think that's a good thing because I'm always gonna keep striving for that shot, the one shot.
Well, I can see why your friends don't give you any constructive criticism. The scrolling that I'm doing. You do really well in these silhouette photos. Do you like taking them silhouette photos?
I do. That's a newfound obsession of mine.
And see, I tried to do it, and I might as well just fall down the stairs and smile over that instead of trying to take one of those photos.
That one that looks like the sky's on fire.
Looks like the guy's calling.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's literally almost a raw photo.
No kidding. And see,
Yeah.
it's stuff like that that you bring into Lightroom and you're like, wow,
Oh, dude, I
I touch up
literally
the
brought
texture,
down.
I touch up the texture and the clarity, and you're like, okay, if I do any more, it's gonna ruin this.
I think I moved 2 bars and Lightroom on that photo.
Really?
Two. That's it. I think I bumped down the shadows a tad bit and added a little bit of clarity, and that was it. That's it. And I'm talking minuscule, like 5%, like negative 5% shadows and like maybe 2% clarity.
You got
That's
my,
it.
You got my ass whooped. See, you should you shouldn't even be looking at other people's photos, because right now I'm looking at yours like, motherfucker. Oh, so I did see your photo. I think, were you the first one to come out with kind of like this idea of shooting through the shotgun shell box through the bottom? I've never, I seen that on someone's story, and that's why then I started following you. Or, sorry, I seen it. And then I was like, well, God, that's a cool idea. You know, and it's stuff like that where you don't want to copy somebody, but you want to take it into your own script, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's, it was a terrible, absolutely terrible day of hunting. And I was like, you know what? I want a photo out of this day.
Right.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, I told one of my buddies, hey, go grab your shell box. He's like, why? I was like, just go do it. And I was like, take all the shells out of your box. He's like, why? I was like, just do it, dude. He's like, all right. Takes them out. I rip the bottom of it out. He's like, dude, I'm going to need that. I'm like, no, you won't. And I put my lens in the bottom. I literally put the box around my lens. And I said, all right, reach for a shell. And that's what happened.
And let me scroll back up to it. I'm creeping right now. Hardcore creeping.
And the sun flare, it took me like 5 minutes to get that sun flare in the corner of that box. Like, that's a legit sun flare. That's not Photoshopped in there. That's a legit sun flare.
Yeah, and I imagine they, I see, as a person like myself that, you know, has touched a camera and dealt with settings and stuff like that, seeing a photo like that, you know that it took multiple shots, multiple time, you know, multiple looks from the person that's trying to do it. Like, and it's kind of funny hearing the story behind it, you know, somebody that sees that photo like, oh, that's cool, and then they like it and they keep scrolling. But, you know, like this, like, you can hear the backstory, because you can't sit out there and type a whole story like, oh my
god. No.
Nobody really reads into the captions.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it was and I have those like spurts of creativity. I'm just like, oh my god. Like, I'll lay in bed and I will write. I have notes in my phone of like shots I would love to shoot. Like, that shot was those, like, I think that shot was actually on my list, like in a roundabout way of like a creative shot of someone getting a shell out of a box. And that's what was birthed from that idea.
I even like this one with the guy throwing the band up and you getting a photo of it caught up in midair.
Yeah, that one took about that took a lot. That took a while.
Looks like an older gentleman, or is that just a hard working younger guy?
His hands. That's a hard working younger guy. That is a guy I think a 20-year-old kid that works on the farm.
Oh yeah, his hands look like he's seen a few things.
Oh, he's been through the ringer, dude.
Jill has been beat the hell up. No, I'm just kidding.
That's so funny you said that.
No. Oh shoot. No, I think, you know, and I'm not gonna sit here and like hype you up and shit like that. Like, I mean, just my words are gonna like describe what I'm seeing. Like, you don't have just like one set of like a theme, you know, like you're all over the place, like dead photos, you know, gun photos. Yep. I mean, it goes on and on. And I think you should keep going with that script, because a lot of people you'll dive into, you know, their Instagram and they, you know, they have great photos, but their theme is almost the same. And, you know, you'll gain followers off of that, because like, you hit a certain personality. But, you know, I don't know.
My thing is, every single day is different. Right. So why should your photos be the same?
That's very true. Yeah.
That's how I look at things. And I'm just like, I thought about doing it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make my grid look decent. And I got like five photos and I'm like, nah, scratch it. I hate it. I don't like it. Like, it's so boring editing the same photo to the same style every single time you get in post. And I just like being loosey goosey with it.
Right.
Like, just being able to be like, hey, I like this. Hey, this looks cool.
So what is your dream shot then that you have wrote in your notes that's on your mind right now?
It's like next to impossible. I think I was talking to a buddy the other day, and you're probably gonna laugh at me.
I might.
I would love, this is like my dream shot this duck season. An in the barrel POV, and a duck is in the middle of the barrel. So like literally take, I probably have to, you're gonna be like,
I'm
well, how the hell
confused.
does this? Oh, hold on. Yeah, this is me sitting at work, just hating work, and I'm just thinking, wow, this shot would be so cool. And it might look like absolute dog shit when it
Right.
happens, but you know,
At
it's
least you
worth a shot.
try. Yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly. So my thought, you're, this is fucking hilarious. My thought, I was like, you know what, dude, I'm gonna go to Lowe's and I'm gonna get a PVC pipe, okay?
Okay.
And I'm gonna put my camera, my lens on the end of the PVC pipe and try to catch a mallard at the end of it, centered up as in if you're inside the shotgun.
And you're gonna, well, you're gonna,
Yeah, exactly. It sounds fucking impossible.
It sounds so impossible because one, you'd have to, well, gosh, I mean, you'd have to paint the inside somehow, or you get black.
You can buy black PVC pipe. I've looked into it, dude. Now that's just like a goofy shot that I'm just like, that's never gonna happen. I'm never gonna fucking be a dude out in the middle of a marsh with a freaking 5 foot in PVC pipe on the end of my camera looking like a damn bazooka and try to get a photo of a duck flying by. That's not gonna happen. Never. That's like fantasy type stuff, but it would be cool.
Watch somebody take this idea and do it, and you're gonna be like,
Oh, dude, I would,
motherfucker.
dude. Please tag me in it. I will applaud
Yeah,
you.
no
I won't
shit.
give a shit because I'll know you went out to Lowe's, duct tape PVC pipe to the end of your lens, and you made it. Dude, I am stoked for you.
I bet you could Photoshop the white PVC side or
Yeah,
PVC inside black. Like, who's really gonna
you probably
care?
could, but like, I just don't. It's, I don't know. I feel like the struggle of trying to make that shot happen is just why I love doing it.
And not flare a
Yeah.
duck. Like, you'd have to go with a group of guys that's like all devoted on this one picture. It's as simple as that. Like, I'm
Oh,
sorry.
dude.
We're not shooting ducks
Yeah.
until I get this photo, boys. You ain't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You better have a good set of friends to do
And
that
I'm not all about like staged photos, but like
Right.
that's one of them is just like, yeah, that would be cool.
Just
And
have
like I said,
your buddy
it's
hold
never
up a
gonna
dead
happen.
duck, and there you go, and then Photoshop out his arm.
Yeah, it's fucking impossible, dude. It's a joke. Hey, it could happen.
Hey, it could happen, you know. Just keep trying, keep grinding, 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 grinding.
I can imagine these like some of these photographers listening to this and be like, this
Oh,
kid is literally nuts.
this guy doesn't know a damn thing about photography, and it's like,
Hey, dude. Hey, it ain't much, but it's honest work.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking, that meme will go on for life, dude.
It's forever in my brain, dude.
Oh shit. You know what my kind of like dream one is like so simple, but like I just want a goose, its wing tips like to be at each side of the sun, you know, a full
Oh
sun,
yeah.
you know, and somebody's already probably taken it. It's not really a,
Yeah.
to
I
me, like
think
that's my like first one. You know, like that's my
Yeah.
first. Like this, like the wing tips have to fit symmetrically from one side of the sun all the way to the other, and the head has to be, I mean, like basically the goose fits perfectly in the sun, you know?
Have you seen Joel's shot of that duck?
Yes, and that's
Oh
what I'm
my
getting at.
God.
Yeah, like people already
Oh.
do it, but it's like if I could do that, then I don't know.
Dude, that shot was blew my mind.
It's like how, I mean, the
Yeah.
timing, the
Oh my
experience,
God. Yeah,
everything.
that dude's a wizard, man.
Yeah, I messaged him.
Some of
Hopefully I can get
stuff.
him on the podcast 'cause he, I've heard one, he's very skilled. Two, he's a very nice gentleman. And three,
Yeah.
like I think I already said skilled, but if I said skilled already, then he's triple skilled,
I
double
mean,
skilled.
I think yeah, 100,000%. Yeah, he's like the Peter McKinnon in the
Oh
waterfowl
my
industry.
gosh.
Like, dude, it's just nuts.
See,
I mean, there's
Pete.
several guys like that.
Oh, for sure. Like Phil Konkey. You know,
Yeah,
I love Matt Zilla stuff. I love Carter Clatt
dude,
photo stuff.
his stuff's amazing.
And
I mean, the list goes
Jayden stuff
on.
is amazing too, you know? And so there's just a
And
lot. Gosh.
Dude, Brandon Fien, he's like, he's so young and he's so talented.
Did you listen to our episode that we did?
But it was quite a while. Was it last? It was, how long ago was that?
Oh, it had to have been six
it was
months
quite
ago.
A time. Yeah, it was a little ways ago.
See, but when when I had him on, we didn't even talk about a camera. I think, okay, maybe, maybe 5 minutes total, but we talked about cameras. But we just talked about, like, lifestyle and shit like that. But I mean, like, or Austin Sherwood, dude. I had him on here, and
oh my gosh. I see, like, he has a style in it, like, but he flip flops his style. And
yeah,
it works so well. It looks so good.
His style is so different from everybody else's, though.
Yes.
And you cannot describe his style.
No, you can't. And I love how he, like, his greens look so good. And then when it's like, you know, golden hour or just, you know, a little low light, he makes those warm colors come to life. And it's just, that dude's crazy too.
There's so many
The list goes on and on.
Yeah.
Dude.
But I love talking about it and hyping other people up. I like making other people feel better. You know, we could sit here and showboat ourselves and this and that, but
don't like that, dude.
I don't either.
I don't think two shits of myself. I care about hyping other people up because I know how much work they put into it because I do that same stuff too.
Right.
And watching someone like manipulate a photo into their own, it's just like, what? I've never thought about doing that.
Dude, I just had an idea. You want to hear it?
Oh, God. It's not going to be a PVC pipe type shit, is it?
No.
Oh,
okay. We get on Instagram, and we add like 8 or 9 photographers in a group and go, hey, we're going to go to this state, and there's going to be 9 cameras in a field, and we're all going to shoot photos
every
in our guns.
Photo will be the difference. Be different every single photo.
But you could see, like, dude, like 9 photographers in a field or 10, you would sit to be able to sit there and bullshit, and every single 9 of them would gain something from it, you know. And you go and hang out at a hotel or a bar or something like that, dude. That'd be way different than 9 hunters going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's so crazy that how people look at things differently, and that's another thing that just I love about the photography and the media and just the creative type of things. I mean, I never think of some things I see and I'm just like, wow, that's a incredible point of view of, you know, a dog. I saw a dog today, like a dog retreat today. I can't remember who posted it, but he was like, dude, he had to be on like a hill or I don't know. Maybe he brought a ladder out with him. I don't know. But he was like, way, way above the dog, and you could see the mud trail falling behind the dog going to get the duck. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Like, that's a ticket right there.
That's sick. Yeah, it was sick. But I was like, I never thought, I mean, my dog photos are just, you know, low, and then I like getting their face either coming into the side of the, you know, side of the frame or just straight on.
Right.
And I never think of like, I've seen over the head dog, like over the head shots of dogs retrieving. I'm like, that's sick. And I feel like sometimes I get in just, I would say kind of a lull, and I'm just kind of like doing repetitive things and I'm just sitting there.
Creativity.
Like, yeah. And I think this weekend was definitely one of them. I don't get me wrong. I love being behind my camera.
Absolutely.
But I'm just like, I feel like if, so here, as of, you know, here in Oklahoma. There are a total of, I would say, 500 ducks in my area right now. And I'm not fucking exaggerating. I wish I was. I wish it was a joke. But we have a group of guys I hunt in Oklahoma with. There's about 4 or 5 of them. And we all scout different areas. And the only place we can kill these birds is on the same body of water. And going to the same place over and over and over and over again, I kind of feel like it takes a jab at your creative side. When you're not seeing new landscape, when you're sitting in the same, you know, same spot you take photos from, It's kind of like going to a, you know, a 9 to 5.
Going to
It's
McDonald's
just
every morning.
this, yeah. It's just like, it's, I feel like you have to always be moving. If it's, you know, it could be a totally different side, you know, side of the marsh. It could be a different state, you know, just anything different. Just, I think it just helps you create, and it makes your mind work harder and smarter when you're in those decisions
Right.
taking, or, you know, taking a photo.
Do you ever want to
And
travel then?
oh my God, dude, I would kill to be able to, like, that's my dream job was being a professional bass fisherman.
Okay.
I could have done it, and I realized at 21 years old, I'm spending more money than I'm making it, and I need to, you know, buy a house and worry about, you know, my future family and stuff. And
Absolutely.
I kind of was like, that's not it. I don't want that. And I would, yeah, my dream job now would be to travel and create. I would absolutely love that.
Well, I think you're making the right decisions by doing growth over, a dream. You got to grow before you catch your dream. Because if you just chase your dream,
100%.
and there's a lot of people that chase their dream first, but it's to each their own with stuff, And I'm dead caught in the center, I'm still renting and or renting a room for my room or for my best friend, and it's just like, oh my gosh, like I want to buy a house, but I want to invest into a new camera, and it's just like. Like, damn if you do and damn if you don't with so much stuff in life,
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I'll be 24 this January.
Right on.
So I'm at the point in my life where I'm just like, should I just do it? Or I'm just like,
Right.
man, I really need to get my life together and you know, and kind of grow up. But then I'm just like, I'm only here once. So that's where I'm at right now in my life. I'm just like, do I just take the safe, easy route, or do I go make a giant risk and try to pursue something I love?
That's just it. I
So
mean,
that's what it boils down to. I mean, it sounds easy, but it's not at all.
oh, and none of it's easy in life. And it's just like, however you proceed it, only benefits you to a certain stand. You know what I mean? Like, while you get to that point, you got to be proud of where you're at. You can't just beat yourself up every day. I mean, I
No.
don't know. Do you always have an issue with like that? You're in your younger age self, and you know that you have the script that you can do it, and you're afraid that, by your 30s or 40s, that it's just going to dissipate because you're already too late to the game.
100%.
That's what I feel like, too, like where it's like, it's a young man's game out in the outdoors, like industry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most of the guys that are traveling are like 18 to my age, probably, I
Oh,
would say,
absolutely.
of a large majority of them are. And now the older guys are established and, you know, have a very big name for themselves, and, you know, maybe have a job with a certain outfitter they do a ton of work for and travel, or it's a company you do work for and travel. So yeah, it's a rocky road. It's tough to make that decision.
And the decision to make it is like, you're not going to make, thousands upon
Oh,
thousands of dollars.
no.
You're going to make it to get by, but God help us all, you'd be so
It's,
happy,
oh yeah, I'm all for happiness, and money can, you know, money's second. I'd rather be happy than rich.
Right. But
Yeah,
you always
it's
want to
just,
stay, you always want to stay steady, and it's
oh
like you have these steady checks coming in as a day-to-day person like yourself, and I can relate so much that it's like, how can I keep that steady, like healthy, like financial life while I'm still dealing with my happy life?
exactly.
It's such a, and you see other people doing it, and it's just like,
Oh, it makes it worse. You're like,
yeah.
God.
And then you hear their story and it's like, motherfucker, you just jumped and you made it. And it's like,
Yeah.
What if I jump and I fall, you know? And like, what is the backup plan? Is there one and is there not? And there's so many questions in a fucking head.
Oh, dude, it's a roller coaster ride. That's what it is.
Have you ever presented on your Instagram that you would do like weekend gigs for people, you know, like, you know, at a small amount?
I have a couple things in the works later this season. They're not really, they're not set in stone yet, but things are kind of working their kinks out, and that possibly might be, you know, something I do this season, you know, just here locally.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go travel and see some of my friends, like Colby Geis. Me and him are pretty good buddies, and he's been wanting me to come up, or I've been wanting to come up, and you know, and be like, hey man, let's go hunt. He's like, yeah, dude, like any weekend, just let me know.
Right.
And I would just love to go see what it's about, and you know, over in Nebraska and stuff like that. I would love to do freelance work. It, like you said, it's such a big jump. It's just scary.
Yeah, it's like such a big jump, and it's such a tough subject to talk about because other people are like, they relate so much, and then others are like, man, why don't you just do it? You know, and they're listening to it like, you know, like, why don't you? Why don't you just take the jump? Ooh, geez, yeah, I am burping
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah. Well, another thing I was going to ask you is, have you reached out to outfitters and left and right, you know, keep pushing and pushing and, you know, take these numerous amount of no's, or are you just like kind of scared to hear no's constantly?
I'm not afraid to hear no's. I just, I think it's, I'm not confident enough yet because I don't want someone to pay me if, I'm not 120% confident in the work I'm going to give them, because I don't want someone to pay me and then be like, these are terrible. Like I want my stuff to be to the T. I want everything like it's terrible. I'm a perfectionist. It's a curse.
Right.
It's bad.
What about, have you thought about being open with the person that's paying you and saying, you know, if when in doubt, you don't like these photos, can you just cover traveling expenses? And then if you don't like them, you know, I can reimburse you with sweat for a thing. You know, you could have like a little bit of a backup plan.
Yeah, I've done that. That's what I told some of the guys I'm going to possibly be doing work for. And, they're all like, well, we checked out your social media and we really loved your work and stuff like that. And,
right.
It's, I don't know. I think it's more me just holding myself back at the end of it, really. I could go do it and I could hit some banger shots. I believe that, but it's just like myself telling me like, no, you can't, dude. You need to keep working. You need to give yourself another year, another 2 years, another 3 years, and then go do it. But then again, I'm just getting older. So I wish I was 17, 18 years old. That'd be awesome.
That was going to be my next question. Do you hate that you didn't start it when you were 17, 18, you know?
I do. I really do. It's back then I was so focused on trying to pursue the career as a professional bass fisherman. It's just like I always loved I'd always film myself fish. I'd always like, you know, have my buddies, you know, I'd have, you know, a little GoPro or you know, on an iPhone. I'm like, oh, I don't like that shot. I want it to look this way and stuff like that. And I'd have Lightroom on my phone way back in the day. And just like editing apps and stuff and edit photos and do it that way. And I found myself really enjoying that. And then I was like, I'm going to take the leap and buy a camera. Cause one of my buddies had one and he's like, hey, try, you want to take some photos? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to. I used his camera for, you know, a day. And I was like, next weekend came by and I was like, can I use your camera again? And then I used his camera so much that he got tired of me using his camera and told me to go buy my own. So I did. And here we are.
Well, that's good. That's good. It's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of cool hearing the stories that, you know, when you picked up a camera and this and that. I mean, but I imagine you probably bought a pretty good, like, just startup camera and then has upgraded from then and there, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
That's where I'm at right now is I've already used my camera at its fullest potential and I'm getting sick of it. Because I know that I can take, like, you know, amateur aisle, like, photos, like, above it. And see the same script, like, everybody's like, no, your photos are good. And it's like, no, like, no, they're trash. Like, they could be so much better, you know, if they had, you know, this set, like, camera that has so much more power.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I started with a Rebel. I think it's a Rebel T6 or T7, mm-hmm. I think.
That's what I have. That.
And I can't remember. And then I jumped to a Canon 5D Mark IV.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm on a Canon R5.
You do have the R5.
I do.
See, that's the one that I want to buy.
And it's absolutely amazing.
Is it really?
I love it. I've had it for, I believe, 5 months, I believe, somewhere around there. So it's pretty new. The R5 is pretty new.
You shouldn't have told me that because now I'm going to be blowing your phone up with questions.
Oh. Now, I was asking Andrew Blue. He got the R5.
Oh,
He was a diehard Sony guy. And really? I was all like, wait, you're getting an R5? He goes, yeah. I was like, really? He goes, yeah. I'm like, all right. And he, like, after, like, a week or two using it, he's like, this is the best camera on the market. I said, seriously? He goes, dude, I love it. I said, you're a diehard Sony guy, like, all your life. He goes, I know. I can't believe I made the switch to Canon. I absolutely love this camera. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get the R5. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love it. It's insane. It does everything and more I could ever ask for.
What about the video? Is it pretty good for everything that you want to do?
Oh, my gosh.
Is
dude,
it?
Yeah.
Shit.
It's so, like, to put this in the IBIS in the camera, so the in-body camera stabilization,
mm-hmm.
You could literally be in a side-by-side. There's a video. Actually, after this, go on Peter McKinnon's YouTube. He is literally riding in a side-by-side with IBIS on, and it's butter smooth.
God.
And he's going like 80 miles, like not 80, probably 60 miles an hour on a back road.
That's crazy.
Side by side. It's nuts. It is absolutely nuts.
Does it take a pretty good beating, or do you got to be really gentle with the expensive camera?
Oh, dude, I baby all my stuff.
For sure.
I even put a camera wrap on it just to preserve the body and the rubber grip on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll clean it every time I go hunting. It's bad.
As soon as I find out that I don't, because of tax return, I don't know if we're going to have to pay in or I'm going to have to pay in. So as soon as I find out that I don't have to pay in, you know, with everything, the bullshit that's been going on, it's over. I'm getting a new camera. I'm going to go straight from a Rebel T7 to a Canon R5. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. Like, other people are like, no, take baby steps in upgrading. Fuck that. You know, I'm going from the bottom to the clearest top that I can fucking believe in.
Yeah, dude, it's insane. If you get it, let me know how much you love it. Yeah, when you get it. The only bad thing is, like, you have to buy all new lenses.
So
all EF lenses.
Oh, yep.
And I had to buy all RF lenses. I mean, you could get the converter to EF to RF. And I was just like, what? I'm already spending this money on a camera.
Right.
What's more gonna hurt?
What was the first lens that you bought for your R5 then in the RF?
7200.
70-200, and that does really well for yourself with blind shots and everything like that.
Oh, dude, the bokeh's insane on it.
Really?
Because
I want a 72. Then, they have a 7200. That's not a telescoping, right?
No. The RF is it's telescope. Are you talking about like?
The lens portrays out.
Yeah, it portrays out.
So, in video, does it just, you know, does it make that sound, you know?
I haven't I haven't picked up on it. Haven't heard anything or anything like that. So maybe if you get some grit and stuff in it, it might.
Yeah.
But I keep mine pretty dang clean, so I haven't had any problem. I haven't any problems with it.
I can tell you one thing. I have a big problem with taking care of like nice things. And
oh
my gosh, as soon as I got this podcast gear, I was like, I had it just in a small gun case, and I was like, okay, this is dumb, Levi. Like, I need to like actually care about what I have here. And then I had a fucking bike stand break. So it's like when I buy this Canon R5.
I put insurance on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Knowing myself and having an air duster can with me all the time. And I really don't care when somebody holds my Rebel and they're all like, you know, they got both their hands on it and they're like, oh my gosh, this looks like an expensive camera. And then I grab it and I'm holding onto it with two fingers or something like that.
Right. You know? Right. You're wading through like waist high water and your arms down by your sides kind of deal.
Yeah.
With your camera in your hand. Yeah.
I just feel like I'm gonna have to be a lot less comfortable or lenient with like a very expensive camera. And I know I will. Like, I take care of things.
Right.
But it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I literally cannot wait to get that camera in my hands, you know. The reason that it really hit me is when I went hunting with Matt, he's like, here's my 5D, you know, Mark IV. And I took one photo of a dog that was just sitting right next to me, and I put that camera down, and I was like, it's over. It's fucking over.
Yeah, dude, the 5D is nuts for photos. It's insane. Like, it's nuts.
Is the R5, is R5 up there with it for photos?
Like, oh, yeah. I personally think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's up there. It's the best camera for both. Photo and video right now, I think.
See, the reason that I don't want to buy the Mark 5D is because it doesn't have a flippable camera or a flippable lens. Or Jesus criminy. You know what I'm saying.
LCD screen.
There you go.
Yeah.
I just know that, like, so I want to start, like, documenting, you know, what I do on these trips. And, yeah, like, I don't want to just dive strictly into photography. And that's why the R5 is, like, it's the both of both worlds, you know. It's the best of both worlds.
It's so small. It's so small.
Is it really?
It's smaller than your Rebel now.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, have you seen Sony's? Like, A7S? You haven't in person? They're itty-bitty, dude. They're tiny.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's probably smaller than your Rebel. Or very close to the same size.
Jeez.
They're small.
Well, good.
They're really small.
I have really big hands, so I mean...
I do too, and my gorilla hands had to get a battery grip, or I thought I was gonna drop it.
If I buy an R5, I'm getting the 7200 lens and a battery grip, and and a microphone.
Good luck finding batteries, though.
Do they?
I said good luck finding batteries for it.
Oh, I thought you said they have funny looking batteries, and I'm like, what? What do you mean?
No,
bad thing, huh?
Oh, dude, I've been searching for a third battery for a minute, for a long time, like probably 3 months for a battery.
So when I purchase one, buy as many batteries as I can possible.
Yeah. If they're in stock, which they're probably not in Canon. I'm on their email list and I still haven't received an email from Canon that they're in stock.
And the camera comes with the base model of one, I imagine, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
And then,
I mean, you can run one battery in your camera grip.
What about the batteries that I have with my Rebel? Doesn't match up?
No,
didn't think so.
Not at all. No, unfortunately not. Oh, I wish I could slap AA batteries in that camera.
Was I talking to you about that? I wish I could slap on that Tamron 18-400 to it. Gosh. Maybe it wasn't you, but it's just like I love that Tamron so much because it's like you can do so much with it from like full scale the way to small scale. And it's just like, I really don't want to sell that lens either.
I had a Tamron 7200 when I had my Rebel.
Okay.
It was a damn good lens. I mean, for what I paid for it.
Right. I don't know.
I mean, they're good glass.
Very good glass. Well, Grant, we're going to jump off here, man.
Yeah, it was fun talking to you, man.
Yeah, I learned a lot about you, and you know, if we if we jump around the ship enough, I mean, next season we're going to have to do some hunting together because I got...
Oh, 100%, dude.
I don't have too much going on this season, but I already ran the finances down with the two or three trips that I threw into the books.
Well, I'm just letting you know you're not missing out on anything, so...
You're more than welcome to come up to South Dakota whenever, but...
Oh, dude, I'd love to.
If you just want to shoot photos, dude, we wreck shit in October. I don't have any way to document it because I don't have a really good camera. So, dude, we wreck shit up in South Dakota weekend ways. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Next week, or Jesus, next year, come up, Grant, okay?
I'm up to it. All right. Give me a date.
I'll give you a date, dude. And I'll even pay for your gas if we have to get to that point. I don't give a shit.
Oh, gosh. All right. Hey. All right, then, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Grant, for coming on, man. You've been a pleasure.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks, dude.
Take it easy.